And now for the number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial. Keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who's sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, April 18th, there's an Easter egg hunt from 1 to 2:30 over at River Street Baptist Church. On Saturday, April 19th, there's a Quiet Cat Cafe starting at 12 p.m. at the Huntington Memorial Library. Also happening Saturday, the BSU Gala Streams of Melanin will be happening at 6 p.m. at the Hunt Union's Ballroom. Sunday, April 20th, stay warm and tune into WONY 90.9 FM. Enjoy Easter with family and friends. This weekend's average is around 65. You should expect rain on Saturday. Music-related news this weekend.
Check out the India project Mamalarkey with their new upbeat and groovy track, Won't Give Up. The Jiver Era's new record, Obsession, is out now. Take a listen to their new hit single, The Weeknd. If you like French dream pop, check out Rozier with their new single, Pontois. The groovy, upbeat, and chaotic alternative group, OK Go, is back with their new record. Take a listen to their single, Love. Panchico, giving similar vibes with their new alternative upbeat track, Honeycomb. Pulp has released their new record after 24 years. Check out their new single, Spike Island. And lastly, if you're still in your Charlie XCX era, you will love Yule's new single, Evangelic Girl is a Gun.
This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
Up. All right. Hello, everyone. It's Andrew, and you're listening to Radio Gaga on WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. Okay, so we're back. And, oh my gosh. So, the latest episode before this one was, like, I think in late March, maybe. And it was, like, when we played New Wave and stuff. It's been a literal minute because so much has happened during my time slot because we have the alumni weekend shows on Sunday, and also I was involved in Lonely Island. I'll go on a rant about that later on. And what else? And, like, also there's Final Thought as well. We also have that as well. So, honestly, a lot of things was going on those Sundays, and I apologize that I was out there. I wish I was. Girl, I wish I was there, but I was busy. But now we're back. A little disclaimer that this is actually going to be, like, the second to last episode. Because my last episode is going to be divided into two parts. So, basically, the last episode is going to be on May 4th. But basically, what it really is, like, a top 50 list of, like, of my favorite songs of all time. So, like, you know, next week, I'll be doing the songs from, like, from 50th place to, like, around, like, 30. Actually, no. Around, like, to 26th place. I'll figure it out. But, like, you know what I mean, though, you know? So, we got that. So, basically, top 50. Can't wait to do it. And, yeah. So, I got a lot to, like, talk about. Because, like, not hosting a show in 2 weeks, there's a lot of stuff that has happened. And I definitely want to share it all with y'all. So, before we get into that, I do want to mention about the previous song that I just played. It's called Love of the Dial by The Replacements. I discovered this song in my freshman year, but I never really played it. Because I was like, huh. Because, like, I feel like my music taste back then was really limited. Because, like, it was kind of like a people-pleasing type of thing. You know, don't want to be TMI about it. Too much information. But it's like, that's what I kind of did over the weekend. Like, I kind of, like, subtracted music that, like, people really try to convince me to listen to, but, like, when I listen to it now, it's, like, it's not my thing. But, I mean, again, there is music that I've discovered, you know, during my time in Oneonta that I really do admire, that I really do, like, relate with. And there's quite a lot that I don't, and that's okay. You know, change happens, and I like when change happens. Because, you know, the norm is always going to be, you know, in there after change happens. I don't know. But anyways, we got more punk. Actually, so this hour is going to be like punk, post-punk, and proto-punk. It's not really categorized, but it's just a mix of them. So the next songs that we got coming up, we got Elvis Costello, The Smiths, Echo and the Bunnymen. But we're going to start it off once again with post-punk. So we got Welcome to the Working Week by Elvis Costello coming up next. Enjoy.
Now that your pictures in the paper being perfectly invited, you can have it a one that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is why. Children running out of hands. Welcome to our world.
Alright, if I was Do It Clean by Echo and the Bunnymen. And, yeah, so as promised, I'm just going to go into what everyone has been missing out. So, you know, I've been busy. So, like, there was this event that, you know, Wody hosted, Wody Island. It was awesome. Very tiring. It took me, like, it was, like, a 9-hour event. And, you know, not to throw, you know what? I must be respectful, but it was not my cup of tea. Just, I feel like it could have went better, but, heh, stuff happens. And, you know, I'm happy it happened. But, like, I needed a break from, like, socializing. Like, I needed, like, it, like mental breakdowns left and right. Because, like, you know, like, doing that for 9 hours and, like, I mean, it doesn't drive you crazy, but, like, it's like, oh, my gosh. Like, it's insane. So there was that. I mean, and yeah, I guess there's, I'm just trying to think of other things that have been happening. I mean, you know, I'm getting ready for graduation and stuff, you know. And yeah, you know, I joined Alumni Weekend as well. Actually, I love that. I love Alumni Weekend. And I'm somewhat planning to also get involved with the Wony Alumni after I graduate, but like, you know, I gotta get my foot into the door before I do anything. Aside from that, I mean, I'm doing my last internship at the summer at WUSB in Stony Brook, so I'm really excited for that. And yeah, you know, radio and audio engineering and even marketing as well. Like, that's something I definitely want to get into. I definitely want to hold the job over. Because, you know, I know a lot about the industry. I know a lot about the business. This is why I listen to so much music. Not even just, like, old music. Like, modern music as well. And you should not, and I'm just saying this. Just saying. Listen to modern music. Like, it's not, I wasn't it revolutionary, but, like, it's, like, it tells you a lot about what's going on in society nowadays. And, you know, this is how I feel. Because, again, I know I've faced, like, a similar type of thing where I only limited myself to listen to rock music, but I kind of used it as a way to, like, discover music, to really have it as a hobby. Nowadays, it's more of a Pokemon franchise, I'll get to my hyperfixations later when I talk about my social life. But it's, like, don't limit yourself, because, like, looking back, I love Radio Gaga, I love hosting this show, but I feel like I just feel like of how I really limited it. And, you know, it's just self-reflection, and, you know, self-love and all that stuff is awesome. But, you know, I'm just like, would it be so cool if I actually play, like, more modern stuff back then? Because I don't know. I feel like I was just getting to a new environment, developing new interests and stuff. But it really did help me to focus mentally as well. I don't know. That's another thing. Like, I feel like it did help me mentally in some way. But yeah, I mean, here we are now, and like, we're in the home stretch, and like, I have theme episodes and stuff, and you know, again, my top 50, like, that is literally not limited. Like, that has stuff that I even like recently, like, discovered, you know. It even has stuff that I don't really listen to anymore, but I still have it on my list, you know. And I feel like people should have the freedom to do what they want, do what you want, do the things that make you feel love or feel full of love or whatever, or emotion or whatever that makes you feel good, you know. You know, just be yourself at the end of the day, you know. And I keep on saying that, but it's important because, you know, you only live once, and after that, it's like, boom, you know. So again, be free. Don't let people like try to like tell you what to do, what to wear, what to like. No, do what makes you feel comfortable. And if people are gonna be weirded out, then you can just push them out of your lives. But again, you do you, girl. Like, you do you. But anyways, enough of that. I'm gonna play Marky Moon by Television, and this is the edited version that's on CD, so I'm playing that. And yeah, enjoy.
Hesitating. Yeah.
That was Head Held High by the Velvet Underground. That was like garage rock or maybe like proto-punk. Like, the thing is, like, I've actually started listening to the Velvet Underground even more. I think on my previous shows, I was like, I can't get into it. Like, I'm like, no. Like, Sunday Morning, Pale Blue Eyes. Oh my gosh, amazing songs. Like, White Light, White Heat. I think that's the song name. I don't know. But, like, I can get into new music now. It's just, like, it's more lo-fi type of music. But the backstory behind them, oh, my gosh. Andy Warhol. Oh, my gosh. Like, he is a monster. But we don't get into that. But I guess talk about social life. All right. So I was at, like, a slumber party yesterday with my two friends. And, like, we watched Evil Dead 2. Not a bad movie. It was kind of, like, satirical of, like, the of, like, you know, the horror elements and stuff. And I'm gonna get into the topic about indie movies soon, but but also, like, we got, oh my gosh, like, I was in a food coma, like, last night and even into the morning to today. And also, happy Easter to those who celebrate. I kind of celebrate it, but yeah, happy Easter. But anyways, aside from that, but, like, we had so much food. Like, we literally got the stuffed crust Domino's pizza, and, like, we got, like, garlic bites or whatever, and we also had, cinnamon bites as well. I don't know what they're called, but, like, we had those as well, and, like, oh my gosh. I brought goldfish and, like, chocolate chip cookies, too. No one had them, only I did, but they're back in my room, so I guess that's good. And what else did we do? We also watched Octonauts as well. I don't know. Don't question it. But, like, I don't know. If you don't know Octonauts, it was, like, a kid's show, like, in the 2010s. I did watch it when I was young. When I was younger. Actually, when I was, like, 10. It was, like, during the Hurricane Sandy. Like, I went to my grandparents' place. Because they still had power. And, like, I don't think the TV station, I don't know how it was, but, like, I don't know if they had, like, any new content while that was happening. I'm not sure. I don't know how the broadcasting works in the New York area, but I do remember watching, like, Octonauts, like, during Hurricane Sandy. So, and you know what, I loved it. You know, I just spend quality time with your friends, like, it's the best feeling ever in the world. And I love it, you know. So yeah, so I did that last night. And yeah, oh, and I also went to a formal last night as well at the Black Student Union, and it was here at the ballroom at Hun Union. And I saw my friend Mal. She performed with her dance crew, Exclusive. If you don't know Exclusive, they're a dance crew here on campus, very cultural, and, you know, they're awesome. So shout out to them, shout out to Exclusive, and yeah. So there's that. So what I was about to say. What was I going to say? I'm trying to think. Because I had something on my mind. Oh my gosh, hold on. I'm trying to think. Give me a second. Oh, about my hyperfixation. So yeah, I've been getting back into my hyperfixation of Pokemon lately. And because my other friend, like, she has a hyperfixation with Minecraft, so I'm like, oh, that's cool. And, like, the thing is with Pokemon, like, I know, like, a lot about it. Not just about, like, the basic stuff that, like, you can, like, learn about it in, like, a week or two. No, I've had a hyperfixation of Pokemon since I was, like 9 years old. Since I was 9. And, oh my gosh, like, it kind of paused when I got into high school, maybe. And when I got to college, and then now it's just back again. Because I'm like, I don't feel like there's anything wrong with, you know, liking Pokemon. Like, it's just like a franchise. And I was like, yeah, it's this franchise or whatever. But, like, no, it's like, I don't know. It just has meaning to me. It's an interesting show, you know. Not a show, but, like, you know, it's just interesting, like, brand. Not brand, but you know what I mean, though. It's just, it's an interesting hyperfixation of mine. So, I don't know, like, the newer Pokemon. I know the ones from Kanto, Johto. So, hold on. I'll also name them with their generation. So, Generation 1 was Kanto. Gen 2 was Johto. Gen 3 was Hoenn. Gen 4 was Sinnoh. Gen 5 was Unova. Then Gen 6 was Kalos. Gen 7 was, just trying to think. Oh, what's it called? Alola. And then, like, Gen 8 and Gen 9, like, I don't really know those Pokemon generations. I did play Pokemon Legends Arceus, and I've completed the Pokedex for that, actually. That was released during Gen 8, but that's not really in the main series games of Gen 8. It's a lot, but, yeah, like, I don't really play, like, the newer ones. Like, if there's gonna be, like, Pokemon games that are not, like, it's like, Game Freak, like, releases Pokemon games that are not, like, having new Pokemon in it. It's just, like, something else other than that. Like, I'll play it. Because, like, it's cool, like, you know, like, seeing a new Pokemon game. But, like, is it really worth the investment? Do I have the time? No. Girl, I do not. But, you know, like, I just, like, I don't feel like it's necessary to know the newer Pokemon. But, like, to know some, that's cool. But, you know, I know a lot about the series and franchise and stuff. So, the series, yes, that's the word I was trying to say earlier. So, anyways, we got more music coming up. We got 1159 by Blondie coming up from the album Parallel Lines. Enjoy.
Leaning in your corner like a candidate for wax. Sidewalk social scientist.
And that was God Save a Queen by the Pistols. And yeah, honestly, you know, look, girl, the lyrics for these punk songs, like, especially for, like, The Clash and the Sex Pistols. Oh, I said it. Excuse my French. The Pistols. Like, actually, you know what? Let's I'm just going to get into it because I'm taking a record labels and pop culture class, right? And I was about to say, and like we were talking about how the Clash and the Pistols were like at the top of like the punk scene that was emerging from UK at the time, and really of what the major labels have done to those bands, because like specifically with the Clash, I definitely want to talk more about the Clash, but the Pistols, they're their own thing. Johnny Rotten, I don't like him, but God Save the Queen is a cool track. I decided to play it just for like the sake of punk music. I don't really like that band, but you know, just in the genre of punk, they're in it. Okay, so with the Clash, right, they get signed to CBS Records, and they're like, oh, you know, we're making all these songs about punk music and stuff, and which is awesome, you know, going against whatever, you know, the capitalist regime and all that stuff. Again, I don't want to get into it, but you know, and then like they have to recoup like all that money that they spent from, like, you know, producing their albums and stuff. And, you know, it's like the thing is with the Clash, I feel like they care more about the music, which is awesome. I'm glad that Joe Strummer did that. He led his band to really care more about the music and not really about the label. But, like, when you're in a record contract, you're going to have to recoup the money. You're going to have to pay back what you've spent because you're going to be in debt, and it's not fun. It is, girl, it's not fun. And I don't know. Like, if you're going to be in a punk band, if you really want your music to be heard, I recommend to just play it. And, like, I don't know. I don't really want to get into it with, like, record labels and contracts and stuff. I know a lot about it. I'm not a lawyer, but I've taken legal issues in the music industry class here at Oneonta, and I've learned a lot about, like, putting out specific things in a record contract, because, you know, it's a lot, but you have to point out that you're going to be all good, label's going to be comfortable with you and your things, and, you know, it is what it is. So, but, you know, the Clash, I guess, you know, it was more of them trying to put their music out there, but on the financial side of things, basically, they weren't really that well with that, which was upsetting. And, you know, and again, they got their money from record sales. And, you know, the punk movement was in there. Then New Wave came along. And I feel like New Wave really got rid of punk. And even the post-punk movement as well. Because both New Wave and post-punk had punk music. Or really, post-punk had punk music, but in a more like ABA type of way. Not just like the whole punk style. You know what I mean? And then New Wave was just, like, it was more popular than punk. Punk was just, like, thrown in the garbage bin, and then the Clash was, like, at a crossroads. And I know this is a lot of interesting stuff, and I want to play the final song of the first hour. It's You Really Got Me by the Kinks. This song is regarded as, like, a proto-punk song, and you're going to hear the sound of it. The Kinks, they're not they're not a good band. They're great, actually. Like, Waterloo Sunset, Lola, like, those songs, oh my gosh, amazing songs. Especially with Waterloo Sunset, like, the lyrics for that song, oh my gosh, it'd be critically acclaimed. Like, you cannot go wrong, and I love it. I love Waterloo Sunset. That's one of my favorite songs of all time. Not in the top, maybe it's in the top 50. Who knows? But I'm not leaking anything yet. But anyways, to end off the first hour, we have You Really Got Me by the Kinks. Enjoy!
You really got me.
For the number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial, keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who's sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to.